This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Hello, I'm Umar Paganampake Pagan, alongside Ian McNally and Bahe Yusuf. Boy, has it been a week. Has it been a week?
Yeah. Has it been a week?
It has been a week. Quite a week. We decided to top things off this week by checking out Amazing Titan Man. No definite article. It's not the Amazing Titan Man like Darkest Hour. It is just Amazing Titan Man.
Maybe it should be called Amazing Titan Men.
Men?
We still don't know who Amazing Titan Man was, right? Because at the end, it was credited to the person who we didn't think was going to be.
I think that's possibly the least of this
movies.
I'm trying to find some solution to some problems here right now.
A movie produced by Jaguar Lim, starring Jaguar Lim, directed by Eddie Tiger. I see a theme. It's also got a special guest appearance, supposedly by Namewee, but he's in most of the film.
In all of it. He's a supporting character.
It is the story of an alien who comes to Earth of 2015. He arrives in the Lim Kok Wing spaceship, seeking out the meaning of true happiness.
Is that how it starts? Because they don't explain that. He just kind of arrives and is told wanders off.
He arrives and he doesn't know where he is, and the only language he speaks is ping pong, ping, ping, ping pong, ping pong, ping.
Which is apparently what they speak.
Which is also the sound of what a soul sounds like while it breaks as you watch a really, really bad idea on screen.
Also, there was at one point where they said that we don't know what his name is, so we're just going to go with the fat one. Apparently, he was returning a space probe.
That kind of cropped up in the third act.
Yeah,
somehow.
But nothing was ever mentioned about it again.
Bring a space probe.
He didn't have anything. No. Yeah.
Okay.
He's got special powers. He's being hunted by NASA operatives. That's right, NASA, not FBI, not CIA, not NSA, but NASA.
Yeah.
Operatives who are essentially Men in Black characters.
These guys obviously have never seen NASA engineers, have they?
No.
No.
But they have seen Men in Black.
They have seen Men in Black.
God knows they have seen Men in Black.
Or maybe just Men in Black 3.
Maybe. maybe just that, yeah.
Then...
If it sounds like we're having problems describing this movie, it's because this movie has problems describing this movie. It was only afterwards we the whole Men in Black story doesn't interact with anything anywhere.
No, it doesn't.
Namwee is telling the story, but also the Men in Black are telling the story, and none of these people meet.
No.
And none of it means anything. So who are the point of view characters? What is this about? What's going on?
Who cares?
Yeah.
The movie kind of sells itself as a science fiction comedy. First thing you need to know, that it is neither science fiction nor comedy.
No.
The extent of the humor in this is people from Saturn, Saturnites, they call themselves? Anyway.
Yeah. Saturnians?
Saturnians, yeah. People from its moon Titan speak with the words ping pong. They just say ping pong over and over again. This is supposed to pass off as humor.
Yeah.
Although Namewee did have a couple of apparently humorous bits.
Did he? Did he really?
He had some jokes, but they were...
No, that's
that joke about Sana. Where's Sana?
It's over
there.
Yeah.
Oh, Sana, if you don't know, is the Malaysian Space Agency.
Yeah, apparently.
Not NASA.
No.
Sana.
Yeah.
Which is over there.
Who fly badly rendered PlayStation 1 era graphic F-35s.
And have got missile launchers and tanks outside their office.
Yeah, but obviously the special effects guy couldn't figure out how to stop the inbuilt animation and the free assets they got.
No,
so
they
it's
not.
Just constantly going
just
up and down.
Just going up and down, yeah.
Words can't describe how bad the effects are on this. I mean,
words can't describe how bad this movie is. Watching a loved one slowly succumb to cancer is more fun than watching this movie. I'm telling you, it is terrible.
It is terrible.
There are better things you can do with your money. You can set it on fire. You can flush it down the toilet. You can give it to a homeless guy so he can go buy more booze and drugs.
You can pull out your own fingernails. I think that's more constructive.
Because then you'd learn something.
I also, I'm kind of hoping, I want to report this movie to Fox for copyright infringement just to have some kind of revenge on the filmmakers for making me watch this.
That, yeah.
There are a whole load of they're just talking about there's 57 types of aliens or something like that.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't 57 because it wasn't the same number of Heinz varieties of ketchup. But yeah. as they're panning along, there's just a picture of E.T.
Yes.
And then yeah. there's the alien predator. And predator. And it's yeah. like, you're not even trying at this point. Yeah. It's like, whatever time they didn't spend on the script, they spent even less time thinking, is it a good idea to put in this song? That's probably going to be used. There's a couple of songs that are definitely...
They put in the X-Files song.
Yeah,
they put in
the it's not a homage.
Credits. The
yeah.
opening credits features the...
Yeah.
Which ones? There's like three opening credits.
Yes, that was three. I missed one, thankfully.
You didn't miss much.
No, I'm just saying, I didn't see three. I saw two of three.
You missed the opening sequence set in New York City on a bridge by...
Oh, no, I saw that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I saw that because
as you were walking into the cinema.
Yeah, because Hit NASA guy gives two lackey NASA guys an envelope with a NASA sticker on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
also,
right.
they couldn't find a third pair of black Ray-Bans, so he's got those disco shades where they're just like solid plastic with holes in them.
With the holes in them. That's supposed to help you with your eyes.
Maybe. When we say these guys are Men in Black as well, like they literally have the neuralizer. Yes. Only I'm not sure whether it was a highlighter pen or a USB drive that they were using.
At one point, a USB drive was used. Not as a USB drive.
No.
It gets stuck into the alien's ear.
Yeah.
Jaguar Lim, who at times, he looks like Darth Vader at the end of Empire. You know when they take the mask off?
Ooh,
he looks like that on a good day.
The token white people in this film are so bad, they have decided that there's absolutely no need for definite articles at all.
Hang on.
You know it's a quality product when the English subtitles don't match the English being said.
No, the English subtitles are actually better than the English being spoken on screen.
Hang on. While we're on the subject of the two FBI lackeys, the female...
Not FBI, NASA.
No, I'm sorry. I can't even brain the fact that they're NASA agents. I may have said FBI earlier as well. But anyway, as we're talking about these two NASA lackey/agents, let's just show the quality of this product, right? The female NASA agent... Her actual credited name is Eva Forever.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that's the kind of quality production we've got back here.
That's a porn name.
It is. Although
I think that's my porn name.
Although Jaguar Lim's also a pretty good porn name.
Yeah.
What was the other guy? Eddie Tiger?
That is a really good porn name.
Yeah.
I think what people really want to know, guys, and something I'm not qualified to answer, though, is this or Badang?
We've seen a lot of this has come through Twitter, hasn't it?
People want to know.
I don't know.
They're like, both different kinds of bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, would you want to be set on fire or would you want to be set on a different kind of fire? You know what I mean? It's like, do you want to get burned up using petroleum?
Or diesel.
It's sort of, you know, it's that. It's you're on fire either way.
But either way, they are both absolutely symbolic of everything that is wrong with Malaysian cinema. I can tell you what happened at that pitch meeting, guys.
Yeah.
Somebody went in and just went, bro, got CGI, bro. Lots of CGI. And then all of these moral values at the end. And they're like, here, take my money.
Yeah.
That's essentially the pitch. That was the PowerPoint presentation.
And just to show how brazen this is, like that, we would assume there's a big fin-ass logo at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then at the end, there is freesfx.co.uk and Incompetech Music are listed. And these are royalty-free music providers.
Oh, no, but you know why, though, right?
So they didn't even spend... Because in order to use those assets, you have to list them in the credits.
You have to
credit them, yeah. So if they got any money to make this and then they're like not using...
That money for...
Then we just sat on a dirt pile in Shah Alam for a day.
Yeah.
He's not... When you think about it, he has one or two... I was thinking he might have been completely... added separately, but I think the Men in Black were completely added separately.
That was a completely different
shooting day. So it's not like they needed to even get everyone together on the same day. Jaguar Lim just wanders around the kampong.
Yeah,
he does. Pretty much it.
Yeah.
And then inappropriate child murder happens, or child accidental death happens. And that was a dark time.
Oh, and then towards the end, there was an inappropriate child murder about to happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really... twisted plot point towards the end that absolutely doesn't pay off and has nothing to do with the movie.
Nothing pays off.
Yeah. I'm sorry, except I don't even know why I brought that up.
Hang on. Except someone did.
No.
Hey.
I think the worst part for me for the movie was when actual customers came in and were starting to watch it halfway through and we could no longer just scream at the screen anymore.
No, but in their defense, I think they walked into the wrong hall.
Yeah, they figured that out pretty quickly
and they left.
And when you see a fat, naked Chinese man on screen, you kind of go, hang on, this isn't Black Panther.
Yeah. it's slightly pale Jaguar.
We were the only three people in the cinema and we were essentially shouting at the screen throughout.
Yeah.
Or just loudly sighing.
I had given up.
Yeah, you, you loudly proclaimed that you'd lost the will to live somewhere around the third act.
Yeah, after Badang, now this. I'm just like, no, guys, I can't. If I had a gun, I'd have pulled it out.
Why are we even pretending there are acts to this movie?
Yeah, there's
nothing.
I don't know what, Ian's goes like, third act, really?
There is no structure. There is no script. There is no plot. The acting is, it's not acting. It's just people talking at the screen.
Yeah.
But I will say, all the stuff that's in the kampong that has zero effects in it, it's nicely framed.
Yeah. Are we going back to the camera being in focus?
Yeah.
That's,
I mean, literally, I'm trying to be positive here, guys.
I'm not going to bother. There is, yet again, so little about this movie that warrants any money being spent on it. Like, what is the point? I'm watching this film, and the only thing that can come to my mind is, what is the point of Finas? Let's stop pretending that there are people over there who actually care about the state of Malaysian film.
Oh, who actually know what films are.
Exactly. Mm. I don't know why we're pretending.
I've had relationships with these guys, and half the time they're just civil servants working behind a desk.
Exactly.
You know?
So how do you rate a script? How do you approve grant funding for something like this?
You pull together a list of things that make successful movies. I mean, even this is like the pen pusher way of doing it.
Yeah.
And you tick them off. Now, yes, it has graphics. That is not a point. You need to have a scale.
Yeah.
What are the intentions? If they're planning to have a dancing dinosaur in a section, no, you don't get money for that.
Oh, yeah.
You're not being Steven Spielberg.
There's a breakdancing dinosaur at one
point. I'm not joking when I say PlayStation era won't. Graphics, because if you remember those old PlayStations, there was that demo disc with the dancing dinosaur.
Yeah.
That looks better than the dinosaur in this.
No, on my drive in this morning, I figured out how best to describe this to everybody else so they don't go watch this
it's
movie.
It's a complete pile of shucks.
That, but also, try and imagine, if you will, a Malaysian 90s TV movie with graphics and it's a story about aliens.
Okay.
That would be what this movie was.
And you would be wrong, but you know why?
Why?
X-X-Ray was great.
No, but X-X-Ray wasn't a TV movie.
But this has all the, if you think about it, this is all the hallmarks of a YouTuber trying, like not a famous YouTuber, like someone with only a couple of thousand followers trying to make a movie. Do you know what I mean? It has that, when you think about it that way, it's actually like they only have one laptop, so it's being edited on and they're doing the special effects on at the same time.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I have absolutely no problem with it. If you want to go make your vanity movie, go ahead. Mm. Just don't do it with Finas money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you make your own vanity movie, buy screen time at a cinema instead of Wajib Tayang and screen it. And if nobody goes, too bad. The market has spoken.
But also, I mean, from what you're saying, but dying again, it's not competently made. Like, you need to actually just like, what can you do for that kind of money? You don't need spacecraft. You don't need F-35s. You don't need aliens. You don't need flying Limcock Ving 3D model spaceships. You need a story in a kampung of two people doing something.
Yeah.
And it would be a great movie.
Yeah.
Even if one of them was an alien, trying to fit into kampung life and learn about Malaysians.
No, but hang on. Just in this 3 minutes conversation.
Starman. There's barely any effects in Starman.
Yes.
Like, there's a bit at the beginning and a bit at the end, but most of it is just Jeff Bridges looking weird.
Yeah. And
which
I think,
is great.
And I think that's the idea, right? You want to make a movie about an alien, fine. You want to make it a comedy, fine. You want to have it moral values, fine. Don't spend majority of your budget putting together graphics.
Yes, that's one. Also, you know, if you want to have moral values, maybe you can just try your hardest to include
it. Not put
them
on the screen every 30 seconds.
Include it
in
conversation instead of putting subtitle text on the screen and then spelling it out going, Malaysians are the most happiest people in the world. That's why we came here.
Oh, that was the line, right? It's like, the best happiness is giving.
But
the best happiness for everybody would be to give this one a miss.
But I figured out why it's on text, on screen.
Why?
Because the dialogue's in Chinese and the Finas guys are Malay. So they wouldn't
maybe
get it.
Yeah, but no, the script's got to be in one language or the other, right?
We submit the script.
I swear to God, after watching this movie, right, I was going to start a hashtag saying defund Finas, but maybe you should audit Finas, right? That's what the hashtag should be. Audit every last grant, find out how it was spent, why it was spent, what the criteria was before you gave all of this money to this
all
script.
All of that aside,
but
right?
we should say, I mean, we'd like to know, I mean, maybe the check was only for 25 ringgit. Because, I mean, it looks like it's all, because you can see all that on the screen. The 25 ring is definitely
it's
up
definitely
there.
It's definitely all on screen.
It's those shades that Namui's wearing. I mean, they're not cheap.
Those aren't cheap.
No.
Yeah.
Could be.
I mean, at this point, I think that's the first question you ask, right? How much money did Finas give this film?
Because it's so It's just not awful. Transparent at all. Yeah. No, but it's not transparent. We don't know
they
the
don't
amount.
Know anything about anything. We don't know anything about anything. And here's the big thing. It's
never true a word was said. We don't know anything about anything.
Yeah, we don't. But this is tax money, right? So the question is, why aren't we putting that money in schools, roads, whatever? Why are we funding Amazing Titan Man?
Yeah, and if we're funding him, where's the ROI on this? Or where's the overall ROI on
this
project?
No, let's not even
but that's how these things work. Because these aren't public spending. These are investments.
Yes.
So if all these investments are bad, you need to do something to change that. Otherwise, you end up like, you know, Wall Street in 2008.
Yeah, but to me, I'm like, I don't even want to go that far. I just want to know how much.
But you need to have the rod to get the carrot going. You're making no money with these movies.
Yeah.
So let's have a look at all the ones that made nothing.
Yeah.
Then we'll look at the ones that made 15 ring nationalization, and we'll figure out what you did right in that one, and we'll try to do more of that.
That will require some thought.
Yeah, which, let's be honest... Anyway.
Hashtag audit Finas. I think.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's what needs to get trending, man. Yeah.
And there's a key point here that I'd like to bring up, which is that, you know, you hear people talk about, oh, it's the worst movie I've ever seen. Your friends say that. We've seen a lot of dross.
Yeah.
And this, it's up there with like the worst movie I've ever seen.
And I think that's the thing.
Actually, no, that's it. It's not, because I don't think this qualifies as a movie.
Yeah. And here's the thing though, right? Like, it's what I was saying in my, in the Badang review. You can say about, you can ask us like, oh, was this better than The Room? Was this worse than Gods of Egypt?
Movie.
You know, like somebody was saying
this morning on Twitter. This morning, like, somebody said, it was after I was about to unleash on why Gods of Egypt was awful, and I was like, that had structure.
Yeah,
that had effects that were not great, but they were thought out.
Yeah, but that's the thing, right? Like, you can't compare this piece of turd to those, because this really feels like money laundering. This really feels like the basic of, this is the basis of...
Let's make the absolute minimum we can do.
This is Hitler in summer. This is that producer's...
Springtime for Hitler.
I was wondering where you were going with that. This is Hitler in summer. Why? This is invading Poland?
This is part two, you see? This is part two of the film. No, but this is that movie. This feels like that. This Badang just feels like
that. The only way to get
really
a better...
gets my goat.
Yeah, the only way to get a better money out of Finas is actually just to put up an hour and a half of silence and static.
Yeah, and...
Call it art.
Yeah, and just like come up with a 3-page description of what it means.
Mm. Amazing Titan Man is now in cinemas, but you'd be better off burning your money. If you accidentally wander into a screening, let us know what you think. I'm on at Uma Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
I'm at Bahiwai.
You're listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.